Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, Link Bland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Darren Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
cheap. list. So tell the Undertaker man to put you on his list. Get pissed, get pissed. Or I'm a nuclear reaction, yeah, I'll put your subtraction. With the hammer, that's me fist, or getting pissed. Step aside,
step aside.
What is your contemplating certain suicide? If you don't believe me, you could ask a widow wise. And those would be 50 punters for bargain with their lies. Or get pissed, or get pissed. So tell the Undertaker but to put you on his place. Or get pissed, or get pissed. Or get pissed, or get pissed. Like a nuclear reaction. Oh, put your ass in traction. If a social interaction is a too much satisfaction.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight and beyond. Who knows how late we run? I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Where the monsters go, Igor and Dracula, surfboard in hand, Frankie played in the sand.
Decided to throw him in.
been alone. Go find a surfboard of your own.
One year, 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 such a party animal. I'm a liquor cannibal, such a party animal. I'm a liquor cannibal, such a party animal. I'm a liquor cannibal, such a party animal.
Her, all it took was just one bite. Well, she must have felt sorry for that sucker, cause he was real eat up with the uglies. All I know is after some of his acne puncture, she was wanting to get rid of me. Well, I went my way and saw her next day with a bad looking mark on her neck, and I said, hey, honey, did he hurt you last night? She said, no, you fool, he's a real cool goo. His mark is worse than his bite. Get it, folks, his mark is worse than his bite. I'm gonna sing about that sucker. Omar the vampire, he hung out in the bars and drank bloody marys and gave a lot of women scars. He sure was something, yeah, he was a real cool goon. Omar the vampire, he was a neck-sucking fool. Well, he surprised her one night and brought her a pet bat. It was a weird little furry ugly thing. She didn't like it at first, but it kind of grew on her, and she named the little feller Dean. Dean Bat. Kind of has a ring to it, don't it?
Ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding, ding-ding-ding.
Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her. All it took was just one bite.
I guess that sucker forgot about all them real good parts. He was so crazy about necks. But this old boy, yours truly, knows them all and how to please the opposite sex. Here comes that last chorus.
Omar the vampire, he thrilled her less and less. She got tired of his hickeys on her neck. Yeah, she liked my hickey best. Cause she came running back to me one happy day to stay and said, my neck is numb, I've been so dumb. Let's go all the way, honey, let's go all the way.
Anyhow now, me and my baby are back together again. And when her neck heals up, we're gonna form ourselves a bossa nova bluegrass band. Why, she's even learned to pick the banjo. Listen to her back there now.
I'm from South Carolina with a vamp bite on my knee.
Hey, what do you mean a vamp bite on your knee? I thought he was a neck man. What's that sucker doing down there in my territory?
Well, you see, he had this friend who was a midget.
That's ridiculous. I'm disappointed in you, Hortense. Give me back my banjo.
The fifth and final essential call is the roost call. It is a deadly call. Use it when you're in a roost or near a roost in the late evening and crows are coming in. The important secret in calling crows is to call continuously and create as much of a riotous bedlam as possible. Do not allow a second's pause in calling at any time or the crows will flare away. After you have shot, resume your calling with only a split second's pause. Two men calling at the same time is always better than one. Here is a crow hunting sequence. We are now well hidden in a blind near a roost. Glenn is calling to a flock of birds 200 yards away downwind. Keep them up. They're turning. They're turning. Glenn has switched to the recognition call mixed with the fighting call, and they're coming in fast, calling for a fight. 80 yards off and still coming. Glenn is muting his call. Guns ready. They're 40 yards off, and Glenn is planning that final teasing job. They're on us. Let them have it. Nice work. Three birds and Glenn is after them with that comeback call. There. They're turning and pitching back. Now the fighting call. Mixed with a little comeback call. Here they are again. Two more down. They're interested but cautious. Both Glenn and us are calling now. Closer. 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 7 out of 9. Not bad. Wait. Watch that pair coming in from me. They have sighted our own decoy. This is it. That last one nearly got away. Here are a few non-essential calls, but nice to know. The fledgling cry will produce during the nesting season. Here is the love call. It occasionally brings response during the mating season. The command call. It is merely the voice of a flock leader getting his flock ready for movement. Like the greeting call, it is not used in crow hunting. The dying crow call is occasionally successful when given to incoming crows. The highball crow call is sometimes advocated for attracting the attention of distant crows. Do not use this call. The warning call with its three sharp notes goes like this. Do not use this call under any circumstances as it will scare away any crow vicinity. With a little patience, you will learn to bring them in fighting mad every time, and when you do, good shooting.
Bye. the one they call president?
I am.
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly. Rise to the Tsar.
Kneel before you if it will save lives.
It will. Starting with your own.
What I do now, I do for the sake of the people of the world. There's one man here on earth who will never kneel before you.
Who is this imbecile?
You guys can put on headphones if you want to hear. Wow, before I put music on. Or next one.
Yeah, it's Tyler with Rampage Radio. We're on the air. Here, transmissions from the mission. Got some friends hanging in studio. Amy Ebo. And, Joe and Joe from
Just Level Carnage.
How you guys doing?
Check. Doing good. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can? I can't hear myself. Hello.
I could barely hear you.
Hey. Yeah.
Well, we'll get these we'll get them fixed up and we can get it going next time. Amy, you want to say anything? Before we get into music, and then we'll come back and talk to the guys from, we'll get everything set up correctly so they can hear it themselves. And, talk to the band about, what's coming up with those guys. And, I'm solo in studio today, so, got some guys hanging out, and, I'm gonna get into music, and then we'll be back to talk with the, guys from Just Never Carnage. And, announce some upcoming shows, and, something going on in Oakland today, so Amy can give you the details on that. She's got some stuff coming up, too. So, thank you, as always, for your listenership. Rampage Radio is here every Saturday from noon until 2. And me, Manny, or both of us are usually around, so there you go. All right, we're going to get some new thrash. Just came out this week, Canadian thrash. And then we'll be back to talk to you guys. But,